Well, here's one that we can have a go at. Stuart, what do you think of this one? It's from listener Enzimul Hack from India, who says, because plastic is so polluting, could we just send all the plastic in a rocket to the sun?
Wow, what a question.
that's a solution
the newspaper,
right
presumably.
There.
You don't mean the Sun publications?
No, not the Sun. The Sun at the centre of our solar system. Can't we just fire stuff? I mean, generally, can we just fire stuff we don't want into the Sun?
Well, we can. We occasionally, old spacecraft and things, maybe not towards the Sun, but are bashed into planets all the time to get rid of them. But in terms of plastic, the problem is the sheer quantity of plastic that we have. So last year, the Earth used about or produced about 300 million tonnes of plastic. A million tonnes is about the weight of 750 Empire State Buildings. It's a massive quantity.
Okay, so in terms of like the jet fuel that we'd need to get a rocket made of that much plastic up, that it's not economic, is it?
It's not. So I did a quick calculate, back of the envelope calculation, I stress.
It wasn't a plastic envelope.
It wasn't a plastic envelope. We can't
write
them, can you?
A plastic window in it, though. Yeah.
So the heaviest lifting rocket we've ever had was Saturn V. It was the rocket that took astronauts to the moon, and that had the capability of lifting 50 tons ish to the moon. So if we think, actually, it would take 6 million rocket launches to get all the plastic from just one year up towards the moon, not even to the sun. And if we think there are only about 85 rocket launches a year, that's about 70,000 years it would take just to shift last year's plastic.
And Enzimul does go on to say that, you know, this use of plastics is clearly bad and we should stop using them. But are all plastics bad? Maybe Ben as well, you'd like to come in on this. Are all plastics bad, and are there any really viable alternatives to get us off our fossil fuel plastics?
So plastics are a material called a polymer, sort of formed from long chains. And part of the problem is that these chains are quite chemically unreactive. They persist in the environment because sort of the microorganisms can't sort of attack them and start to break them down. But there has been a lot of work recently on more biodegradable polymers. So these are ones that still have the sort of necessary mechanical properties to be a useful plastic, but that can be sort of attacked on over time by the microbes and, you know, might rot away in the ground after a year or two. And certainly they wouldn't be as bad because eventually they would kind of go from a landfill site, unlike the ones at the moment.
Stuart, what do you think?
Well, I think this is it. So one of the things in our field, we were talking about plastic electronics earlier, and one of the challenges we have to consider as we make things is what we're going to do with all the plastic we're using and generating. So I think further research into biodegradable plastics and how we process them, if we can do recycling on them, is really important.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying about the flexible screens, you know, if you kind of throw it up, put it in your pocket and eventually it dies, just chuck it away. Is there any progress in trying to recycle these kinds of electronics?
Yeah, so in general, you can recycle some electronics. You can try and recover the metals and things out of them. But this is very energy intensive. It takes a lot of energy to do. And so there's always a trade-off there. So maybe if we look at ways of developing new techniques and new materials, new biodegradable polymers, that would be a better approach.
Excellent stuff.